You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Happy Wednesday from the Dom and Jeremy show at Denver's Mix 100. Thanks for coming along for the ride. Thanks for letting us join you for your ride. We'll have a mind bender in about an hour. Right now, though, it's time for a trending report. What is trending with the virus? We've been talking over the last month or two about all of the parties that college kids are throwing and going to, and there'll be 150 people all dancing and shaking and nobody wearing a mask or distancing or anything like that. And there's all of these outbreaks. And we're like, please, can high school and college kids just really try to be a little bit more
responsible? No, sir, we can't.
So I say all that to lead into this story. The administration at Brigham Young University is threatening to suspend any students who purposely try to get the coronavirus. And you might be saying, well, why would anyone purposely try to do that? And Jeremy, it's so they can sell their plasma once they recover.
In a way, I'm mad at them. And in another way, yeah, it's pretty smart.
No, it's not.
You know, it's a way to make a couple bucks. I guess if you get it, if you do quarantine and do the right steps and you're not around anyone that's older.
Right. And so far with college students, all we've seen is responsible behavior like that, right?
Right. Right.
Anyway, so that's going on now. What else is going on? I've got, I like this story. This is trending only because you're going to be seeing it flashing around. It's about a news anchor at a TV station up in Anchorage who posted some sort of Facebook video saying that she had breaking news about the mayor who had done some, let's just say, questionable sexual stuff. Well, it turned out that she was only all the charges she made against the mayor were false, but she did it because she'd been having an affair with the mayor.
Oh, my.
Oh, it doesn't stop there.
Oh, my.
Then she got arrested because she punched the television station manager who she was also having an affair with.
Oh, my.
You know, this is up in Anchorage. Now we know how they stay warm up there. Just the oh, my story of the day. And then the last thing I have for you is about Machu Picchu down in Peru. It has been closed to tourists for the last 7 months because of the pandemic. But they reopened Machu Picchu for just one day for one single tourist to check it out. It's a guy from Japan. He landed in Peru back in March, but because of travel restrictions, he'd been stuck there ever since, unable to leave. So this past Saturday, they opened up Machu Picchu just for him so he could go see it before he finally gets to go home.
That's cool.
I mean, that's way cool.
That is cool.
So anyway, to me, that's kind of like the dream of a kid getting to go into the amusement park, you know, have the theme park all to themselves. Imagine Disneyland all to yourself. That's what this would kind of be like.
Yes.
So that's a feel-good story, and I wanted to share it. What do you got?
Well, going off my little script here real quick, because when we were on that little song break there, I was watching some of the keynote yesterday from Mr. Tim Cook of Apple, going over all the new iPhones coming out. And I know both Dom and I are both ready for new phones. But let me ask you something, buddy. I used to get really excited about the new phones coming out. Do you feel any sort of excitement now?
None.
I have zero excitement. And I'm watching this video and he's going over the new features and the new sizes and the new models. And I'm like, I don't want to have to buy another phone. Like, there was a time when they did these keynotes and we were like, yeah, this is cool. Look what they're doing. They're upgrading. This is the future. And now I'm like, do I really need to take better photos at night?
Yeah, we just kind of naturally grow numb to things like that.
I really am. Like, I don't have any excitement. The only thing I'm getting is sticker shock, looking at the prices of the new stuff coming out. And I'm just like, ugh.
Like, when did the first iPhone pop? Was it 2007?
sounds about right.
2007, 2008, somewhere around there.
Eight, yeah.
And just, you know, if you think about it, we were blown away by everything.
Yes.
And now, 12
you could
years later.
The screen, what?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, 12 years later, we're
12, 13 years later, we're like, okay, next.
How many cameras do I need? You know, oh, it's got 9 lenses on the back. Who cares? Still makes me look fat. Here's your crap on celebrities. Bieber's in the news because I guess he released a new line of Crocs yesterday. It's Bieber's Crocs. A lot of unhappy customers, though. I guess fans got into something called virtual lines, of course, online to wait for them. And I guess the sale was supposed to start at noon, but then it was pushed back because of incredibly high demand. So that means some of the people that were waiting got kicked out of line.
Oh, no.
And then there was supposed to be a limit of 1 pair per customer, but I guess some people were using those bots, virtual bots, to take up multiple spaces and then scoop up multiple pairs of Crocs. Well, they were all sold out by 2:30. A lot of people didn't get them, and now, of course, they're hitting the secondary market at incredibly inflated prices. So now everyone's mad at Justin Bieber. And well, I'm mad at him in the first place because he's selling Crocs.
That was going to be my next question. Like, what's the connection there?
I know. I don't know. I think he teamed up with somebody to do them. I was searching for a picture of them. I think they're just bright yellow Crocs with some of those. You can get Croc accessories where they plug into those little holes on top. They're like little jewels and little icons and things like that. And they don't look like anything special, but I guess it's because Bieber's got his name on it, yo. Yo, you like these Crocs, girl? So anyway, that's going on with the Biebster. Here's another dude cashing in, that Nathan Apodaca, I think is how you pronounce it. The Fleetwood Mac Dreams skateboarder. That guy, we talked about him the other day. He's cruising around with that song in the background. Well, now he's selling a Halloween costume, so you can look just like this guy, and he's selling it on his own personal website. It's $88. It's a pair of black shorts, a pair of knee-high white socks, a little mustache, a temporary feather tattoo like he has on the side of his head. $88, though. I guess you gotta go buy a skateboard then and a bottle of Ocean Spray cranberry juice.
His 15 minutes is rapidly coming to a close.
He is milking it, though, isn't it?
Yeah, he's at about the 14-and-a-half minute mark right now.
Oh, man. Here's some more Rona stuff floating around. This thing called secret pregnancies are on the rise during the pandemic. Since a lot of people are staying home and they're only on Zoom meetings, basically from the waist, well, a little higher, maybe the chest up, ladies can keep their pregnancies hidden from coworkers and other people right now until they want to share the news. So it's called secret pregnancies, Dom. I'm hiding a secret food baby, personally.
Right, same here.
Don't tell anyone. I've gained weight during the pandemic. Speaking of it, it is National Dessert Day today.
Yes.
This survey's out this morning asking people if they like cake or pie better. Mm-hmm. 72% of us like cake. We're
I
cake
waffle
people.
Back and forth on that.
Oh, I want a waffle instead.
Yeah, yeah. Gretch yesterday made a lemon poppy seed cake.
Yeah, I'd eat that.
For a nice change of pace. I mean, it can't always be chocolate cake.
I'm not
cake,
a pie
you know?
Guy.
This I is mean, a lemon poppy seed cake.
Yeah, I like that. That okay. sounds moist. It's... Although, what's with the poppies, right? There's something with the poppies. You can test positive for drugs or something.
Is that right?
A Seinfeld episode? The poppies. Personally, lately, I've been scarfing down ice cream, man. It's just been container after container of ice cream every night after dinner. I'm eating ice cream.
Pig.
I know, man. The Ben and Jerry's stuff is dreamy. A new way to keep people socially distant at a restaurant. This restaurant in San Diego is planning to have people sit in their own Ferris wheel cars. Cars? While they eat. So they're going to put them in a little Ferris wheel, give them their food, and around they go while they eat their dinner. But I got to thinking about this. So say you're at the top and you cough or sneeze, doesn't all the particles just trickle down and get sucked right back into whoever's below you? So really, this doesn't work that great.
Are they doing an actual Ferris wheel, or are they just taking the Ferris wheel parts and putting them
know.
In the restaurant?
I didn't dig deeper. I don't want to know. I
you
want
like the,
them to be on
like
a Ferris
the visual
wheel.
Of a Ferris
I
wheel.
Want them on a Ferris wheel, Dom. But aren't most of those open air? I guess some of them you get in there, the really big ones, so you don't fall out. Yeah, anyway, that's weird. Hey, if you're looking for a new gig, Top Ramen is hiring a chief noodle officer to test out new recipes.
You're a chief noodle officer.
They're going to pay you $10,000, give you a 50-year supply of Top Ramen products, guaranteed never to go bad.
That's great.
If you're interested in applying, you need to post a few sentences on social about why you'd be great. And then include a photo of yourself making a unique ramen dish.
All right.
That's pretty cool, huh? Do you want to tell you anything else? Yeah. Let me give you one more Fat America story here. Dunkin' Donuts just announced a new product they're selling for Halloween. It's called the Spicy Ghost Pepper Donut. It's a regular donut covered in strawberry icing. Oh, you're reeling me in. And then they have a hot red sugar topping, like, sprinkled on top.
A hot donut. I mean, spicy hot donut.
I'm thinking about it. I'm all right with that.
I would try that.
All right. Good. All right. Clickbait me.
Clickbait.
Go to our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. Talk about an epic car crash. I posted some photos of a car crash that happened in West Midlands, England. Now, the crash involved a $470,000 Rolls Royce, and it rammed into the back of a $200,000 Lamborghini. Nobody was hurt, but both cars seriously damaged. You need to check out the pictures. It stings to look at them. Oh, it hurts. Check it out. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
And your clickbait is brought to you by Boyer's Coffee, the smoothest tasting cup in the Rocky Mountains. Look for Boyer's Coffee in your local grocery store. That's what's trending with your boys in the morning.